The interim prime minister of Somalia says he wants to unify a country that's anything but unified. The prime minister's name is Ali Mohamed Getty. He says he wants to bring together the nation's many clans. And to do that, he announced a National Reconciliation Congress. Ideally, it would be something like the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that promoted unity in South Africa. That's the ideal, which now goes up against reality, as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
When Somalia's prime minister wants to make a statement for the world to hear, he comes to Nairobi, Kenya, or some other regional capital, to speak directly to the international community. That's because it's become increasingly difficult for the international community to come to him. Every day, firefights erupt in Mogadishu. Rival clans are fighting. An insurgency is apparently making itself known. And just the other day, Villa Somalia, the presidential palace in Mogadishu, was hit by mortar fire just hours after the interim president moved in. If the situation there were represented on a chessboard, forces hostile to the transitional government would have every right to say, check.
These terrorists or terrorist organizations are still trying to continue with the destabilization of Somalia, but they will not succeed.
Getty was a model of optimism in Nairobi. That's no small feat for a man whose grave public demeanor can prompt a funeral director to tell a joke. He blamed outside terrorists and not Somalis for the mischief-making in Mogadishu, saying the people of the city were uniformly opposed to the attacks on government. He said Somali forces control 85% of the capital city, and Abdurrahman Abdi was equally positive. He is the chief organizer of Somalia's upcoming National Reconciliation Congress, the meeting to help promote unity. He says Somalis will control 100% of the agenda.
We think if we leave it to the Somalis, and we do believe it, that it's going to be, that we're going to have an open environment where we can talk and raise our issues without intervention from outside. There are so much intervention, it's still happening in Somalia.
Somali leaders have spoken about hosting a National Reconciliation Congress since the Islamic Courts Union retreated from Mogadishu in December of last year. But European diplomats appeared pleased by the day's announcement and fanfare. They have supported Somalia's transitional government from its inception in 2004, and they have a stake in seeing the government succeed now. Mario Raffaelli is Italy's special envoy for Somalia.
From the beginning, we were convinced that there is not only a military solution to the Somali problems, but there is a need also of dialogue and reconciliation. And so now we have to use this opportunity in the best possible way.
Somalia's National Reconciliation Congress will reportedly be held in April and draw thousands of representatives from that nation's many clans and other groups. They will air their differences. But most importantly, the Congress will encourage clans, subclans, and sub-subclans to forgive one another for past transgressions. At least that's what they hope will happen. Again, Abdurrahman Abdi.
It's going to be a tribal-based, like our own culture, that we have to go back to it, to talk to each other. In the past, Somalis, when they fought at each other, they used to sit down under the shade of a big tree and decide their own. And so it's going to be something like that, people who want to forgive each other and move forward.
Perhaps now is the time to look for that shady tree. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.